This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Suncor Energy has shut down its Commerce City refinery after fires damaged the facility. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it doesn't expect to resume full operations until March.
The company first reported problems during the record cold weather last week. It says equipment shutdowns led to a pair of fires, one of which hospitalized two employees on Christmas Eve. Colorado regulators said those events also led to excessive air pollution releases into nearby neighborhoods. The Suncor facility is Colorado's only refinery, supplying about a third of the state's gasoline. An industry group representing gas stations expects the shutdown will disrupt local fuel supplies and likely lead to higher gas prices. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Traffic deaths in Denver have been on the rise since 2020. So far this year, there have been 81 fatal accidents. Veronica Penny has more.
Vanessa Lacayo of the Denver Department of Transportation and Infrastructure says speeding, aggressive driving, driving under the influence, and not wearing a seatbelt all contributed to the high number of traffic deaths this year. The department is focusing on making roads and intersections safer for pedestrians and encouraging safer and more attentive driving behavior. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
Michaela Schifrin has made ski racing history once again. The 27-year-old from Vail won in the slalom race at the World Cup underway in Austria. That made her the first ski racer with 50 World Cup wins in a single discipline. I-70 eastbound is closed just east of Aurora near Watkins due to a crash. Lanes are shut down between exit 295 and exit 299. This is CPR.